To cast their ballots early should serve as a precursor of things to come on Election Day, but voters can help keep the process short. So says Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon, who yesterday closed his doors early on voting after more than 70, closed the doors on early voting after more than 7,700 people took advantage of the window. He says at times people were waiting as long as 2 hours to cast a vote. Sheldon says he'll have more election judges working the polls on Tuesday than he has before, and he asks voters to avoid the usual peak voting times before or after work.
If the voting is strung out enough and people take advantage of going at the less than peak times, I think that that we could see very reasonable waits of what I consider fairly reasonable. A half-hour wait, I think, is not too bad.
Sheldon also says it'll help if you know in advance what you're voting for. He says many people take valuable time in the voting booth reading some of the longer referenda on the ballot. You can find a sample ballot for your own precinct at the Champaign County Clerk's office website. That's champaigncountyclerk.com. There's still time to vote before Election Day, but only by absentee ballot at county clerk's offices. Statewide, more than 821,000 people cast early ballots in Illinois, surpassing by far the old record set during the February primary. More than half of the early voters cast their ballots in Illinois in Chicago and Cook County. A large contingent of charitable groups say it's their responsibility to better educate many Champaign voters on the need for more township assistance. On Tuesday, voters in the city of Champaign Township will vote whether to increase their property tax by 2 cents on a $100 assessed valuation to assist those living in extreme poverty. Organizations like a women's fund and the Francis Nelson Health Center say one problem is the legally required wording of the ballot item, which explains the tax hike but not the reason for it. Conrad Wetzel, representing both the First Mennonite Church and the Interfaith Alliance, says supporting this issue was much different than giving charity to a food bank or church. He says approving the township referendum will provide money that those relying on township assistance need to buy food and clothing.
And remember this also, when a person on public welfare goes to the store and makes a purchase, he or she pays a sales tax. These people are contributing to our tax base, and we need to give them the dignity, the wherewithal, that they can be that kind of a participant in our community.
Supporters of the township tax hike note that 71% of Champaign voters approved an advisory referendum in February, asking the City of Champaign Town Board to restore general assistance funding to previous levels. An analysis shows approving the referendum would raise taxes about $10 a year for the owner of a $150,000 home. It also indicates that Champaign's level of general assistance is below that of several other central Illinois cities, including Urbana, Peoria, and Springfield. Another statewide poll shows Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels with a wide lead over Democratic challenger Jill Long Thompson. The Indianapolis Star WTHR poll found 54% of those surveyed support Daniels, while 36% support Long Thompson. It's 4:33.
WILL programs are made possible with support from the Art Mart in Lincoln Square, Urbana. The Art Mart offers unique items for the home and kitchen and a deli and bakery featuring Reuben's chocolates. The Art Mart is pleased to support public radio.
And now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, Jim, it's been a great day, even warmer than expected, with temperatures all the way up right now to 75 degrees at Taylorville, Cahokia, Harrisburg, and Robinson. And the Gary Airport, the warm spot in Indiana at 73. Willard Airport also at 73, and even the coolest location, Goshen, Indiana, 68 degrees. Brisk southwest wind, some locations with gusts over 20 miles per hour. Only a few locations with wind speeds less than 10 miles per hour, and we do expect very pleasant conditions for the trick-or-treaters out this evening. A partly cloudy sky in the Champaign-Urbana area, a low temperature only down to 45 degrees. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour this evening, light and variable overnight. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny. We have a little rogue weather system that is bringing some thunderstorms right now from south central Missouri in through Arkansas, and in west central Arkansas. There is a severe thunderstorm watch right now, and some of the cloud cover from that system may blow off across central and southern Illinois. But it looks like it's running into some drier air, and that will start to reduce in coverage And again, there is a severe thunderstorm watch right now for portions of Arkansas, but we don't expect anything along those lines. We could see a little drizzle by tomorrow evening and early Sunday as a cold front sags across southern Wisconsin, now pushing towards central Illinois. Tomorrow's high 64, the high on Sunday 68, and then Monday we're right back to mostly sunny with a high temperature of around 70, low temperatures from 45 tonight up to around 50 degrees by Sunday night. 71 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the head of the International Committee of the Red Cross called the situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo catastrophic. In eastern Congo, tens of thousands of people have been displaced by fighting between rebel forces and the Congolese army. The violence is connected to a conflict that has killed as many as 5 million people over the past decade. The rebels have declared a ceasefire for now, as we've discussed earlier this week on the program.